Jesus is saying, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter in the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. Okay. So what's the significance of a sheep pen? A sheep pen was according to Jewish history, was usually a structure that was built in the communities that the sheep could be kept securely at night. So the people who raised sheep would all gather together. They would build this large fenced-in area. They didn't have chain-link fence with barbed wire across it to keep the wolves and the thieves out. So they would build them sometimes out of wood, but if they had the resources, they would build them out of stone. And the sheep, when they were brought in from pasture at night, the shepherd would deliver them to the sheep pen. And generally the sheep pen would have one door, so that they would only require one person to guard them overnight and to make sure that the sheep were secure. We think of sheep as, you know, when we think of sheep today so much, we think of lamb. We think of, okay, it's something to eat. You know, they're usually slaughtered at the end of the first year, and that's lamb. But sheep were much more to them than that. Sheep were the source of their wool, their clothing. And so the wool sheep would be kept for their lifetime, producing wool, being sheared each year. And so sheep had a relationship with the shepherd that oversaw them. The sheep knew their shepherd and knew who they were and would follow them. And as scripture tells us, the shepherd could come in and deliver his sheep into the sheepfold, which they were used to doing, following like sheep. And in the morning, when the shepherd was going to take them back out to pasture, the sheep would call and they would recognize his voice and they would follow him back out to pasture. And then the other shepherds would come and call their sheep. And so the sheep didn't have to go out and sort and argue about whose sheep was whose. The sheep knew who their master was. That's your background. Okay, so I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. In some Bibles, it will say verily, verily, or truly, truly. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I like the scriptures that say they will have life and have it abundantly. So Jesus is saying here that he is the gate. We can't tell you this story without acknowledging the fact that in the very next few verses, and we'll cover next week, is Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. You can't really separate the gate of the sheep from the good shepherd. They need to be told as a series or together because they have a lot in common, but they're not the same thing. Being a gate is different from being a shepherd. Well, how can Jesus be the gate and the shepherd and the light and the bread? Because Jesus is a person. Jesus has a personality, and the personality has many attributes. What we're learning about are the attributes of God, of the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ, what our Lord Jesus Christ is like and how he cares for us. Today we're talking about him as the gate. How many of you remember the Bible school song that we used to sing and Sunday school song that used to be sung frequently? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, that's right. I'm on the inside, which side are you? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. And it goes on and on. I won't damage your ears by singing the thing for you. But what this is talking about is Jesus as the gate. Some scripture says the door. I use the term gate because I think a gate is more appropriate for sheep and a door more appropriate for us. The thing we need to remember about this story I told you about the sheep pens is how many gates were there? One. There was only one gate. Jesus didn't say, "I'm the gate." He didn't say the gatekeepers will open the gate. He said the gatekeeper will open the gate. There's only one gate, only one door. And later in this series, we will talk about Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," because there's only one way. God's teaching me all the time, all day, every day. I went in this morning to prepare, went into and turned the radio on in my bath and to listen to see if I would, so I could switch to an appropriate channel. But I had National Public Radio on when I turned it on, and I listened to the first sentences that came out, and this interviewer said to the person being interviewed, says, "Well, I know that religion, that your faith as a Christian holds a very is very important to you, and reading your book, and that it's a very big part of your life." And the woman who answered her said, "Yes, it is." She said, "My faith goes back to my childhood, and it's very, very strong and very, very important to me." She said, "Of course, it doesn't have to be Christianity. It could be Buddhism, or it could be Islam. You know, there are many ways, but." She said, "Having faith is very important." And I thought to myself, having faith in what? Having faith in anything is very important? This is the world that we live in. This is what our ears and our eyes are assaulted with every day, all day. That I'm okay, you're okay. As long as you believe in something, it's all right. That's what we're being taught. That's what we're being told. Yet Jesus says, "I am the gate. I am the way. I am the truth." Now either that's true or he's a liar. It's not like a little bit true. It's not like a little lie. It's either completely a lie or completely true. And I tell you that it is the gospel. It is the truth. Jesus is the gate. The world looks at this as a very narrow-minded, bigoted way. The world looks at this as being something that is that is discrimination. We have to look at this in the context of the entire scripture, and what we see is that this is an invitation. I'm the way. Jesus is not saying, "I'm the way, keep out." Jesus is saying, "Hey, over here, I'm the way. This is the way. This is the way that you find eternal life. Come to me. You're tired and they're weary. You're heavy burden. This is the way. come. This is good news. This is not restrictive. It's not bad news. It's not bigoted. It's not prejudice. It's an invitation. Come, I am the gate. This is the way. This is the path to eternal life. Jesus, if we look at the scripture, it talks about the sheep being taken in and going out. He leadeth me beside still waters. This echoes the 23rd Psalm. This echoes all the things that we read in the scripture about what the good shepherd does. He takes care of it. He says, he's not talking about us having a restrictive, narrow, bigoted life. He's talking about having life and having it abundantly. This is very, very good news. When Jesus says, I am the gate, he's calling us in. He's calling us to himself. He's calling us to be his people. And he is our Lord. I talked about the personalities of Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is a person. And the Holy Spirit is a person. And God is a person. And they have personalities. And they are your personal Savior who knows you by name. Jesus says, I know the sheep by name. They know me by name. This is not a God in the clouds calling for the countries of the world to come to him. This is the person of Jesus Christ calling you by name personally to come through the gate, to give your life to him, to confess your sins, to turn your life to him, and to dwell in life abundantly with his sheep. This is a Christ who says that you will be protected from the wolves and from the thieves and the liars in the world if you keep in his word. This is the Christ who is inviting you to be his people in his flock and to lie down in green pastures and to sit by still waters with him. This is the Christ who offers us eternal life and offers it to us abundantly and joyously. Amen. Thank you.